Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The stories Jesus told have held true for centuries. In general, people have not changed, so the stories Jesus shared are even relevant today. Now, the money he used back then was very different, but the people that manage our money and the trust we give them are still confronted with the same difficulties. Listen to his story of the money manager. Now, Jesus told many parables. This parable he told to his closest disciples. Now, there was a rich man. He hired a manager to care for his possessions. He'd gotten a report that his unrighteous manager was squandering his possessions. So he called him and told his manager that he wanted him to make an account for his management because he was planning on getting rid of him. Oh, when the manager heard about this, he thought to himself, "If my master lets me go, what am I going to do? I'm too weak to dig, and I'm too proud to beg. I know what I'll do so that when my master lets me go, people will welcome me into their homes." So he went and talked to all of his master's debtor. To the first, "How much do you owe my master?" 100 measures of oil. "Fine, sit down, write 50. To another, "How much do you owe my master?" 100 measures of wheat. "Fine, sit down, write 80. Oh, when the master heard about this, he praised the unrighteous servant because he was a shrewd man. The sons of this age are more shrewd with one another in relationships than the sons of light. So go out and make friends with unrighteous wealth, and when it fails, they will welcome you into their eternal home. If you are faithful in a little, you'll be faithful in much. If you're unrighteous in a little, you'll be unrighteous in more. If you cannot be faithful in the wealth of the unrighteous, how can you be expected to be faithful with real riches? If you cannot care for the property of another, then how can you be expected to receive your own property? You cannot serve two masters. You will love one or hate the other. Or you'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This story is amazing. If you flip through the headlines of the internet newsfeed, there are news stories every day where money managers are stealing money from their clients. Whom can you trust? Jesus' stories are just as relevant today. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.